From the hinterlands to the capital, Hargeisa. Millions of sheep and goats are on the move in the small, self-proclaimed Republic of Somaliland. The animals are en route to Saudi Arabia for use as sacrificial offerings for Muslims making the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca called the Hajj. The livestock trade to the Middle East accounts for 60% of Somaliland's gross domestic product and 70% of its jobs. Some Muslims consider the black-headed sheep to have religious significance relating to the Prophet Abraham. Maulid Hassan Jama has worked at Hargeisa's livestock market for 10 years.
I earn my livelihood from this livestock, and secondly, I feel I am supporting the Islamic community and having a good Hajj festival.
Once sold in the markets, the animals are trucked to the Red Sea port of Berbera, where they wait in quarantine for weeks, receiving blood tests and vaccinations. Past accusations of disease among Somaliland's livestock led Saudi Arabia to temporarily ban imports of Somaliland's animals. Government veterinarian Ali Mahmoud Guled says the Berbera quarantine holds over a million animals at the height of the Hajj.
It's very, very important we guarantee that no disease is carried, you know, infected to the imported country, because then that will affect us economically, drastically, result in a ban of our livestock. So we make sure that each and every animal living here is free of disease.
After quarantine, the sheep and goats load onto ships holding between 20 and 120,000 animals. The animals are often loaded at night when the air is cooler. Somaliland now faces competition from Sudan, Australia, and other countries who also export livestock to the Hajj. Abdi Osman Haji, a researcher with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, which supports the livestock sector, says Somaliland must modernize its industry to stay ahead.
I'm sure Somaliland cannot maintain its current position if we don't improve the whole business, export business, yeah, from the whole value chain. The market facilities that are available are very dilapidated and they are not up to date.
Haji says Somaliland lags behind in terms of treatment of the animals too.
General welfare is not on the agenda here, and this has to be introduced. Also, animals, when they are being exported via ships and also trucks, they are not according to international standards. They should comply with animal welfare conditions.
Even so, the annual export of animals from Somaliland to Saudi Arabia remains vital for both countries. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Berbera, Somaliland.
Voa.com